Agents of Change.
After the Second World War, Italy, as many other countries, had to face hard times, characterized by economic poverty, huge reconstructions, and social dissatisfaction. When poverty and misery are spread, criminality and illegal activities can find fertile ground to grow and spread among society. While northern Italy had the possibility to rise again faster and more powerfully, the south of Italy had much more problems to face. One of them was the spread of mafia, that after the Second World War had the opportunity to acquire widespread power locally, becoming part of the political system. The mafia started gaining more and more members, becoming a form of opposition against the national government, which was taking many decisions that seemed to forget the rural southern parts of the country. Mafia power, still strong nowadays, created a strong web in local communities during that period. It based its operativity on social control, through criminality and violence. It was 1948 when in a village near Palermo, Peppino Impastato was born. He was the son of a man involved with mafia, as also was his uncle and most of his family. Therefore, quite everything in his village was controlled by mafia. When Peppino was just a teenager, he stopped any communication with his father. Then he ran away from home, and at just 18 years old, he founded its own local newspaper, in order to promote free information for his fellow citizens. He was always active in his field, to help and promote any idea for local development that wouldn't include the mafia. He also organized cultural activities in his village, like theater shows, music sessions, debate and movie discussions. He used culture as a means of information, knowing that it could have helped other people to escape from the mafia control of ideas and thought. In 1976, when he was 20 years old, he founded his independent radio channel called Radio Out, which he used daily to denounce the crimes carried out by local mafia, clearly saying names of people involved, making everything visible, something that irritated local criminals a lot. Since then, his life started to be constantly in danger. The mafia started sending him messages about the danger he was facing by continuing with his radio channel. But he never stopped with his activity. His critics were sarcastic and ironical, and this contributed to increase the hate against him from the mafia organization. In the night between the 8th and the 9th May 1978, he was eventually killed by mafia, that never declared to have been involved. He was just 30 years old, and it was just only in 2001 that his killers were finally convicted, after many years of the public still being convinced that his death had nothing to do with the mafia. In the days before his death, his persecution became more and more strong and evident, but Peppino never stopped working at his radio. The last social commitment he undertook before his death was the local elective campaign. The elections were just few days after his death, and finally his fellow citizens voted for him, as a form of support to his ideas. He is nowadays considered the symbol of the fight against mafia, on the same level of other brave Sicilians like Giovanni Falcone and Paolo Borsellino, two magistrates who were killed in the 90s also for denouncing the mafia and for trying to protect their country from organized crime. In memory of Peppino Impastato, many associations were born, in order to keep his ideas spreading. Tribute films and songs were made as to not forget his commitment for changing society. In 1979, the first protest in Italy against the mafia was also held in his name. He was strongly convinced that, as he said many times, la mafia uccide, il silenzio pure. The mafia kills, as also does silence. Meaning that, in order to stop mafia crimes, the collectivity has to be able to talk about it without fear. This was Giulia Conti from Asti, Italy, for the Agents of Change podcast, for the world goes to where we take it.